Hello and welcome to episode 9 of Toxic Tea Podcast.
Oh yeah. Made it back. That's your intro. You're sticking to that intro.
What did you want a different one?
It sounds good.
Did you want a different one?
I like it.
You didn't
No,
say
I just always wait to see if you're gonna change it, but it that hello.
Well, should I start brainstorming new ideas? I don't want to get to episode 100 and then
No, but you know what it reminds me of?
What?
What does she say in the Robin Williams, Mrs. Doubtfire? What's her name? Have you ever seen it?
Yeah.
If you haven't, when my
Mrs. Doubtfire.
What does she say her name is in the movie though?
Oh, I don't know.
I can't think of it, but that's how she. Hello.
Yeah, she does say it like that.
That's kind of how you sound.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'm your co-host Aaron.
I'm Ashley. We're still married.
Yeah, I was waiting for that.
That I'm just gonna stick to that. I want people to know up front what kind of podcast this is.
Yeah.
You know.
We're straight to the point.
No pun intended.
We're straight to the point.
Pun intended.
We were with our friends this weekend. I remember. So you and I both have these necklaces that are like half a heart.
Cute.
And she had one. Her daughter had one. Who's probably how old is she?
Ugh, I don't.
In elementary school. And I was like, oh my god, I have one too. And she said, who has the other one? And and I said Ashley, and she said, oh, the girl that lives with you. And mind you, she knows us. She knows us well.
She does know us very well. Like, very, very well. It was funny, though.
Yeah, she does live with me. And her mom.
No lies told.
Shout out Allie was like, Harper.
Yeah, like, what are you doing?
But that was funny.
No, it was really
funny. I was like, yeah, we're married.
Yeah, we're married. And that's why I make that statement for people like Harper.
Yeah.
So.
Hopefully Harper's not listening.
No.
Yeah.
This isn't necessarily for children.
It could be.
It could be.
It's explicit, though.
Yeah.
Explicit.
Yeah. The little E. Yeah, that was a tough one.
The more like when I have to edit our podcast and I listen back, mm-hmm. I really do speak kind of slur my words together.
Oh,
like cursive. The other day when you said to me, oh, you said breakfast.
You did.
I slur.
Yeah. You do slur a little bit. Yeah, I think you slur and mumble.
I do. Both. Yes.
And but then you have the audacity to be like, it's fine. Like you won't repeat it.
Yeah.
It's like I don't have great hearing, I guess, but sometimes it's like I literally couldn't hear you or read your lips.
Actually, I'm just going to go into it now and mix it up a little bit. Okay. That is my toxic trait because if I have to repeat myself, I get very mad.
She sees red.
I don't know why. I have dog hair on my face.
Sick.
I don't know why that makes me so mad. And we've talked about this with our friends and one of them is really hard of hearing. And it's I don't mean this in a bad way. It's funny because it's become the joke for her, you know?
Yes.
But she was freaking.
All the time.
She was freaking out when we were talking about it. She said, wait, do I make you mad all the time?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, well, no, I don't get mad. I get mad when I'm in a certain mood and then I have to repeat myself 10 times.
Yeah. If you're in a rush.
Yeah.
Forget about it.
Yeah, or if I'm like super tired or super hungry.
Remember I told you not that long ago that sometimes I'll just be like, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or like I'll be like, oh yeah. And I'll just like try to change the subject because I didn't hear you and it's like it's not worth it.
And I told you I'd rather have you pretend like you didn't know and say yes than make me mad.
Yes.
And ask me again.
100%.
And
that's marriage.
But it's not all the time. I should clarify that. It's not all the time.
No, it isn't all the time. It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
But I can tell by reading context clues from previous like maybe interactions with you that day, today's probably not the day. just honestly pretend like you didn't hear it and just like don't even acknowledge.
I can tell when you have not heard me or slash are not fully listening though. It really bugs me.
For sure.
Just like a second earlier when you were in the kitchen, I said, yeah, I'm gonna need you to come over here for a second.
I was listening though. That's the funny thing. Like I was making my coffee.
You were listening. But I know that it was kind of loud in there and I knew I was going to have to repeat myself.
This is coming from somebody, I think, on episode 2 where you never listened to me.
Oh, but we've honestly, moved past that.
Honestly, we have great communication. We're good.
I always listening to you.
But you're not hearing me sometimes. You've gotten better. Except for today, this on Friday when you were like, what time did your camp start? What time did your camp start? Hey, what time do you start tomorrow?
No. Then I said, what time do you need to leave? That's different.
Okay, fine.
Us as women, we need to prepare. Okay, we need to be there at 9, leave at 8:30, walk the dogs at 7:30, shower, Is that how most people's brain think? It's like working backwards?
Please write in.
Because that's how my brain thinks.
I know.
Then I got to get ready at this time. If I need to do any work on it, we need to wake up at this time. Mm-hmm. Work out.
No, that adds in a whole other time. I work backwards as well.
That's why I don't know why you get mad when I ask, well, what time do you need to leave?
I didn't get mad about that. You're literally lying on this podcast right now. You asked me at least 5 times when I started on Saturday.
That's not true, Ashley.
3 times?
3 times, and one of them being, what time do we need to leave?
So
2 times.
I don't really care about it. I really don't care. It's funny.
This is dumb. Yeah.
It's funny.
The point is, I didn't want to have to repeat myself, so I didn't put myself in that situation. So I said, can you come over here, please?
Yeah, and that's fine. I was literally just like getting my coffee ready again. I'm not dilly-dallying.
No, you were getting snacks.
I'm starving today. I am starving.
Why are you so hungry today?
I'm starving.
From this weekend, you didn't eat enough? Probably.
No, I'm fine. The Hawaiian Mexican thing we had was delicious.
Well, let's talk about our weekend.
I had a great weekend. I ate.
Yeah. I ate enough. Well, whenever you work those camps, though, you eat like meal.
That's on me. I just don't bring snacks.
I'm not a snacker. I even packed you some.
I did take some the second day. I had a bar like almost when camp was about to end. You know, I don't really like to eat in the morning either, though. So it's like.
I know, but that's why you got to bring some snacks.
I did. I had a bar.
I feel like I'm going to be the mom that definitely packs the lunches.
We'll see.
You think?
I feel like you don't.
I don't what, Ashley? You better watch your words.
Ooh! I'm actually really interested to see what you end up packing and cooking for our kid.
Because I hate cooking.
Yeah. I mean, they can't have lettuce every day.
I wouldn't give them lettuce,
they
Ashley.
They can't have just a salad every day.
I'm not going to give them just salads.
I can't wait.
People always talk about that, how they change when they have kids. And I do cook sometimes. Mm-hmm. It's just that I would rather work.
Just protein.
I would rather work.
Just protein. You only cook protein.
I fucking hate cooking. And I'm just going to say that. And most people are shocked because I'm a dietitian. They're like, oh, you must love cooking. And actually, you know what? This is a PSA. People, actually, let me back up at first.
Oh, okay.
First of all, I'm a dietitian that doesn't like to cook. Sue me. Okay. I know how to still eat healthy around cooking. And that's why I think that makes me a good dietitian. I can give people tips and tricks because people say that all the time. I don't have time to cook. And I'm like, listen, I hear you. I can relate. You don't have to cook to be healthy. Let me tell you why. X, Y, Z. Second, this is for people who are dietitians or non-dietitians. If you start telling somebody a recipe, you know, passing by in the hallway, what's your thought on that? Like if you're like, hey, I made this great spinach dip.
Never experienced that.
You don't get that?
No, Erin.
I get that probably, I'm not exaggerating, 2 times a week.
I've never had somebody hallway recipe me.
Well, you're not like an offsetting.
I wish a mom would come and talk to me during a training session and be like, I made this dope artichoke dip this weekend. I'd be like.
They've never told you a recipe?
No.
Really?
Oh, God.
So it's just maybe because I'm a dietitian, they think?
That was my first thought. Nobody's ever, nobody's really? Ever, I mean, I guess Kevin maybe will sometimes tell me something he might, but like, no, I'm not a recipe. I don't really, ask either.
You know, I'm not asking.
No, nobody's done that to me.
I get that quite often. Okay. People will say, maybe because I do this. I'm like, oh, that looks good. That looks yummy.
Oh.
And then maybe they think that's an open invitation to tell me every single detail.
That is. You literally flew the door open with that one.
Or, you know, I'll just make it a like in my last job, I'd be heating up my coffee or something. Someone would be heating up something and they're like, oh, my gosh, let me tell you how I made this. I don't know if they want my feedback.
I think
if
that's
healthy.
Office culture too, though. Like office ladies cook.
That's what I'm saying. You're the wrong person to ask.
My office ladies. Shout out my 3 office ladies.
maybe people write in and ask and tell us.
Yeah. I don't. Nobody that I work with is out here like creating recipes.
They're not creating, but people always want to tell you exactly what's in it. And I don't give a shit.
Maybe,
unless you're paying me.
Maybe they think you will give a shit because you know all of the things. And that, maybe they're like, is she going to judge me for what's in this?
No, I mean, that's a whole, Woo! I could go into a whole episode on toxicity around food.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But actually write in and tell me if people tell you all the ingredients in a recipe on the fly. And if you ever have actually used that recipe, because I guarantee it's 0%.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't really know that culture.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. How did we get into cooking?
You don't cook. And so I can't wait to see what you make our kids for lunch. Oh. I'm most likely doing that stuff.
No, I'll make like ants on a log.
I'm done. You don't make me ants on a log.
Actually, I basically, you like, packing your lunch sometimes, which is never, but like this
she's
weekend.
She's never packed me lunch.
But I was like packing you snacks and like putting things in bags.
That's not a lunch.
That's a lunch in my mind. But you just said you needed snacks.
That is literally my point.
You just said you needed snacks.
I know, but like you'll be like, oh, take this salad for lunch. And it'll be like a bag of salad. Like we are running a 4-hour event. I don't have time to go shake a salad.
That's not my problem.
It's not. It's honestly, I'll talk to the boss. No, I just feel like I can't wait to see what you make. I can't wait to see these little meals.
So it's actually,
I've never seen them.
So actually it's all going to fall back on me is what you're saying.
No.
Okay.
We would not live now if it did. So
I'm just kidding. We would not live now?
Baby.
I said I was going to cook salmon tonight.
I know, but I'll give you one time a week.
That's fine.
I would say it's 85-15.
Yeah, that's your job.
Okay. That's all I'm saying. So I can't wait to see because I'm, you know,
I hate cooking.
I know.
Anyway. Do you want to talk more about that again?
I'm not disagreeing with you. What?
No, and I appreciate when you cook.
Yeah, for sure.
I appreciate when you cook.
I put seasoning on that bitch.
Yeah, you love salt.
But who doesn't? I just like seasoning. Like, I don't just use salt. Like, we have different seasons. Seasoning. Like, if you don't cook with seasoning, I can't.
I cook with seasoning. You just don't think I put enough.
What'd you put on the eggs today?
Well, I didn't put any on the eggs.
Yeah, I mean, like, even just like, you don't like... Not a little, just a little bit of salt and a little bit of pepper, maybe?
That's for you to finish, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it is personal.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You're just more bland.
Wow, okay. Well, you're bland, too.
Like your palate.
You're bland in general.
Oh! Anyway, what more about this weekend? What did you do this weekend? She bought Waffles a backpack.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get into your weekend. You go first.
Okay. Well,
mine was not lesser, you know?
Well, we went up to near Seattle for your work.
Yes.
And I came along, obviously, because I have high school friends up there that I wanted to see because I went to high school up there.
Mm-hmm.
It was so fun seeing it. I had such a good day on Saturday. My high school friend, shout out Brooke, came and picked me up. Drove around, cruised around, pretended we were in high school, got coffee. The sun was shining. It was warm.
It was a beautiful day on Saturday.
I was seriously having the best day. It was so fun. Went down to the beach, kicked it where we used to kick it in high school. It was really, really weird. Like I hadn't been back there in a long time and I was having major flashbacks and had a great lunch on the water. Went up and saw our friends, Allie and AJ, shout out, and all their kiddos, which is crazy to see because they're a full functioning family.
They have four kids.
And two dogs and a cat. They might not have a cat this week.
I hope she's okay.
Hope she's okay too.
Indy.
Shout out Indy.
Shout out Indy. We wish her peace.
We wish her peace. She has mouth cancer. Right? She was circling the drain.
I hope she's okay.
Respectfully.
These fucking sayings that you be trying to use kill me every week.
She was so cute though. No.
Shout out Indy.
And shout out Dory, their dog.
The shit.
So we went over to there. I just was having a great day. I had such a great day seeing my friends. And then you had work.
I did have work. We had a camp this weekend in Seattle. It was great. A lot of kids, a lot of good kids. But yeah, it was a good camp this weekend. It was the first camp of the year. So
yeah,
of our like calendar year.
Yeah. So. Oh, and it's also March Madness too. So that always makes.
Oh my God. It was a great weekend for March Madness. I'll tell you what though, my brackets, dog shit. I'm in second to last place in our, we have one like at the gym, like a competition. Yeah. Whoever wins gets like a membership for the year.
Oh, that's cute.
I'm second to last.
What if I won?
Honestly,
I'd be dead.
I was telling the guy I work out with this morning and he was like, do you think anybody's going to be like, is it weird you took second to last? Like, you think anybody's going to question you on your knowledge? I was like,
I would.
I was like, I question myself. I literally am in second to last. The only thing that I have going for myself is my whole Final Four is intact.
Wow. Okay. But also this year has been really crazy for the men.
Yeah.
If you did pick those, if your bracket's right, it's like,
not, there's zero left, but go ahead.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you're close to being right, do you know basketball though? Or did you just pick randomly? Are you just lucky?
I think the more random you choose, the better.
Because unless you scouted the teams, wrote scouting reports, watched film.
Some people take it pretty seriously.
Yeah. And I want to hear how those brackets are doing.
Yeah. I want to go next year to a casino.
I want to go to Vegas and lay in the pool, remember, and watch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like, I want to watch all day. I don't want to do anything else.
I know.
And I always say that every year, but I really want to do that.
We watched. Well, I was watching yesterday while you were in.
I know. It's hard.
We watched on the drive home.
Yeah.
Well, I watched.
I mean, you were watching. It was great, though. I don't know. The women's games were really good yesterday. I'm sad I missed Iowa's game because it just sounded like a really good game.
Oh, my God. For those who like listen to this and watch sports.
Oh, my God.
I become obsessed with a player once every like 5 to 10 years, maybe 5 years. I'm trying to think of who the last person I was like really obsessed with.
I don't know.
Exactly.
I'm not sure.
Like, I become obsessed with, and it's always a point guard because I was a point guard. It's always a hooper, a gamer, someone that I'm just, Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, she's
Iowa. She's I a need lot. A Caitlin Clark jersey.
ASAP. I want one.
Iowa, like, she is
in the Nike store. Like, let's go.
That's what I'm saying. She's going to do such big things. I hope people reflect on this podcast in about 3 to 4 years.
Yeah.
And say, wow, she broke every record. Aaron was right.
You're not like, this isn't like a
hot take.
Yeah. Like, duh.
I just discovered her.
Literally, are you like you're a recruiter now? You're an evaluator.
I am.
Yeah.
Someone should hire me.
Maybe so.
She's like the most triple doubles. Like
literally everybody knows who she is. She's arguably
actually, if you don't know who she is, you're weird.
That's true too.
Look her up now. Watch a clip.
You don't support women.
You don't support women.
Women in sports.
You don't support women in sports. Straight up.
Yeah. Be better. Yeah. That was a good game. I'm sad I missed that one. The Stanford game last night.
Bummer.
That was tough to watch.
Bummer.
That was tough.
Didn't look good.
They just didn't look good from the start. They did not play very well.
And then that other men's game, the 16 seed FDU, that was a good game.
FDU versus FAU.
Mm-hmm. That was a good game.
Your boy tried to go 360 dunk to finish the game.
I'm so weak.
Like what? And he missed it. What an asshole.
That's not my boy. I was rooting for FDU.
Oh well.
Number 2 on FDU.
With the. That was
electric.
Electric.
Do you think they should hire us to be commentators?
Maybe we wouldn't talk much about the game. We would talk about random things. Actually, it'd be a good mix.
I think we would be funny, interesting.
I'll tell you this much. It's not going to be, you know what? Let me get into this topic. Bill Walton has got to stop commentating.
Ooh.
Like that was one of the things I forgot to mention last week.
Is that a hot take?
I need to know if anybody else feels this way. Does anybody like Bill Walton commentating these games?
Yeah, right.
This is my opinion. He makes the Pac-12 games, like during the tournament, he makes me not want to watch them.
That same.
I will turn the sound off.
I told you that too after I watched a game. I think I did turn off the game. Like it was distracting from the actual game.
It's so bad. They argue, him and his partner, whatever his name is, they argue and they bicker and it's like not funny. It's awkward.
Mm-hmm.
And like, he always gets obsessed with one player, so he only talks about that player. And then he hates USC.
Hates.
Like, you can just, like, always tell he just hates USC. So I can't watch him. He's not good.
Even if he liked USC, would that change your mind?
I don't think so. I just don't think he's good.
No, I agree.
He never actually has anything meaningful to say to the game. You know what else I hate when he says?
What?
The Conference of Champions.
Yeah, he loves that
Relax.
Phrase.
Relax.
Loves that phrase.
Relax.
Well, the Conference of Champions went down last night with Stanford. One seed at home.
They did go down. The Ole Miss coach said, "This is for everyone with a dollar and a dream." Obsessed. Yeah. No, she.
We love an underdog, though.
We do. Mm-hmm. There were some dogs last night.
Dogs.
They killed it.
Yeah,
they killed it.
That was fun. I. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, I wasn't gonna say anything.
No, I love March Madness. It's so. I mean, we were talking about this morning. It's so depressing once basketball is over.
It's like, hard.
I love just having it on the background.
I was actually thinking about this when we were watching the game last night. It is so cool when we were watching the FDU-FAU game.
Mm-hmm.
It is so cool that, like we would never watch those two teams.
Yeah.
In any other, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Facts. Like
the whole country, most people in the country have never seen those two teams individually play each other.
And I was Googling, you know, about players. Like a thing about me is when I watch a team, I need to look at their Instagram. I need to look at what they did that last summer. Mm-hmm. I need to know who's friends on the team, where he got his hair done.
Yeah. She's nosy.
It's like, I need to know everything about you because I come obsessed with you.
Yeah. It's a really cool thing about March Madness that you get to see different teams and like, mm-hmm. it's cool.
Mm-hmm.
You would never see those teams like on TNT. Like it's crazy.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. No, that was fun. I'm glad that, we were talking about going back to Seattle this next weekend, but I don't know if that's going to be able to happen.
We'll see. A lot of it depends on, I mean, this is coming out tomorrow, but a lot of it depends on if Duke wins this game tonight.
Yeah.
I gotta watch tonight. We'll see.
Shout out Calvin.
Yeah. Miss him.
Yeah. Okay. And the weekend. Yes. So, I had the dogs while you were working. We had to bring them, obviously.
Oh, children. Yeah. You bought Waffles a backpack.
Yeah. Waffles' foot is a little bit hurt. I mean, it's been hurt on and off for like a year.
Yeah.
He's just unfortunately getting older, but he'll live for another like 10 years. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Knock on wood. But Webby can walk for 1700 miles a day. And so I bought this backpack to fit him in.
Yeah.
And it was probably the highlight of my whole weekend.
She sends me this fucking video of her walking around her Airbnb with Waffles in this backpack, and his arms were just like over the top of her shoulders.
It was really my biggest dream.
Yeah, we put him in it last night too. He seems okay with it.
He doesn't not like it.
Yeah, I just feel like you just gotta give him some treats in there.
Yeah,
you know?
I could see myself in the summer putting him on my back and riding around on the bike.
Oh wow, that's risky.
But yeah,
he is heavy.
What if I fall?
That's a lot of weight. You're both going down.
Like, I mean, like stop at a light and then we're just
no
down.
Like,
I don't think I can do that. Actually,
he's heavy. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, it's a good weightlifting.
Yeah. So yeah, that was a good purchase for you this week. Yep. This weekend.
Yep, that was good. Even though I didn't end up actually using it this weekend because I forgot that Iowa was playing and I had to dial in for my girl.
Yeah, you forgot you had to watch games. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Overall, good weekend. I hate the drive to Seattle, though. I hate it.
It wasn't that bad. Well, it wasn't all the way through to Seattle.
I'm just saying that corridor sucks.
Yeah, you do hate it.
I say it often, and maybe it's a mindset, but I do hate it.
I mean, I drove it a lot in college. I mean, back and forth from college home.
True.
So true. I don't know why you're complaining about that.
Well, I drove 17 hours to LA multiple times, so.
Maybe that's your fault for choosing USC.
Here we are. Just.
Yeah.
You're always just like.
I didn't say anything like that.
You're hella annoying. I know.
Okay. Do you have any other updates that you want to go in? You don't have any like show updates or anything either. We've been busy.
Yeah, and we haven't really watched TV much.
Basketball is the only thing.
And I don't know anything about Vanderpump Rules, so I don't know anything about.
I don't give a shit.
Scandaval. Actually, the guys at these fighters, they do MMA, they were at the gym this morning and they were talking about it. Because they both, them and their wives watch it. And they were like, I was like, is it really a good show? Like, you know? And he was like, it's honestly the better of all of them. And he was like, but it has been disappointing up until this point because it's so juicy. And I was like, see, I don't want to do all the background work. I don't.
Yeah.
Like, I want to know what's going on right now, but I don't even know. There's like millions of seasons, right?
There. Yeah.
I will say, apparently. I've seen so many TikToks of this man in his band.
Yeah.
I can't. Like, I can't believe that there are people in this country hyping him up.
Yeah.
That's got to stop.
That is crazy.
I don't know anything about him, but he plays like a drum and stuff.
Actually, I don't know.
What the fuck is he doing?
I don't know.
That beard, that mustache?
Sick.
I can't. That's all I know about him. He's not my cup of tea.
No.
So.
Yeah, I don't care. I'm not really up on pop culture as much this week.
Yeah, I don't. Nothing really went on too much.
Yeah.
Let me just like go through all my files.
Dead.
No, but yeah, we didn't really watch any shows this week. We kind of did basketball.
Hoops. All right. Let's then go into the next portion. Talk about, we have updates on
this
some.
This is like we got a bunch of updates, like in a bunch of like additional little stories. So.
Yeah. This is about some follow up on toxic coach kind of like athletic stories, but this was also crazy. I just want to say, she started out saying, "It's toxic how early I listened to this latest episode, but I'm on the East Coast, so shut the fuck up." And those are the DMs and the texts I love to wake up to.
Yeah, I like it when people let us know that they, you know, like,
we prove it.
Prove it. And it's fun. You start your day with us.
Yeah. What a blessing.
What a blessing. What an honor. You're welcome. Mm-hmm. So I know that some people are like getting ready for work, bopping our little Toxic Tea podcast.
If you say you don't have time to listen to it, yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do. I listen to 1,000 podcasts. Like, it's
1,000. Like, I'm busy as fuck, but like,
what else are you listening to? Music?
Yeah, but you can still listen to music, but you can also listen to podcasts.
It's an hour.
You're walking, you're doing the dishes, you're doing chores, you're listening.
Getting ready in the morning. Yeah, send it. Do it.
Yeah, we love those, so thank you.
Yeah, appreciate you.
Okay. Toxic sports shit could be a year of content. Agreed.
Yeah, always.
How about my college coach at Arizona who just got out of prison after a 5-year sentence for having an affair with a teammate and then threatening to kill her?
Okay. Power of the P is back.
And that's insane. I pulled up the article. I'm just going to read like the brief headline.
Yep.
It's called Track and Fear, first of all.
Oh my God.
Outside the Lines.
Oh, that's a good
ESPN episode.
Yeah, I was going to say that's actually a really good. Yeah.
A University of Arizona coach threatened one of his athletes with blackmail, violence, and death. Could the school have stopped him? He said, I just want to read this. If the cops are called, it won't matter. He texted her, "I will pull my gun on them so they kill me, but not before I let every fucking person that you know what you have done to me."
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he was a...
Sheesh.
He forced her into the relationship with blackmail and threats. Carter, a married father of 4, who is now 49 years old, says everything was consensual. Also, I just want to make this clear. This isn't about the person who wrote in. It's obviously...
Oh, yeah. She's not the
one. She's not involved. Yeah, she just sent this in.
That was just her coach.
They'd secretly met for sex.
What the fuck?
It was a track coach.
That's crazy.
Yeah. That is actually insane. Blackmail and threats. Woo!
Wow.
Yeah.
That's too much.
What is insane.
Why is that dynamic? Like, I can't. It's so gross.
I know.
It's such a power dynamic. It's weird.
I know. She also wrote in something really funny. We were so terrified of, I think it's her high school coach.
Yeah, her high school coach.
That we had a friend try to stage a car accident because she was running late to Saturday basketball. Wait. Have you ever done anything like that because you like missed practice or running late? Like made up, or did you have any teammates that made up like crazy things?
I don't know if we like made up crazy things. Like, I don't know. I wasn't really late like that.
Not late.
I've had like players say weird things like, I don't know. I don't think so. Do you?
Yeah, I feel like I remember like lying for some teammates saying they had like doctor's appointments or, you know, like various things. But staging a car accident is pretty fucking funny in a sense, because it's like almost how far will you go?
Oh, I mean, if your high school coach is scary, you will go the distance.
You will go.
I was so scared. I would never be late.
Yeah.
Like, I would never do that to him.
And, oh, this is so funny. The friend I hung out with this weekend, shout out Allie. She reminded me, one of our high school coaches, because we had a couple different ones for basketball, would call us on, call the house phone, because this is before, no, we had cell phones, but she would call
phone was still like commonly used.
She would call the house phone on Sunday mornings to make sure we hadn't slept in.
No, you've told me that before, and that's weird.
Yeah, she reminded me that. I was like, holy shit, that is weird.
That's very weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. My high school coach called our house phone too.
That's so toxic.
No, but like, isn't it more toxic for the coach to call their cell phone? Like, that's weird.
But like,
that's a personal.
Let me fucking sleep in on a Sunday.
No, no, no. Oh, I thought you were talking about them calling the house phone. No, it's weird your coach did that. That is fucking weird.
I think that is the coach. I'm like having these like kind of flashbacks to staging things too, similar to this car accident.
Yeah.
So I actually feel for that.
Yeah. I mean, that I would. Yeah. Being late is no bueno.
Yeah. But that article.
No, the track coach. Yeah,
that's crazy.
That's trash.
Yeah. Okay, another update about the showering when we talked about athletic stories.
Oh, your teammates not showering after games?
Yeah.
Sick.
Someone wrote in, I played overseas and the communal shower experience was like nothing I'd experienced in college.
I bet.
I could get past my teammates making comments about my body and my shaved bikini line, but the shower peeing had me shook.
Oh.
Shower peeing. God. Did you ever pee in the shower in front of people?
Communal? No.
I'm like.
Absolutely not. That's that's disgusting, to be honest. That's like really sick. No, peeing. No.
That's funny, huh?
Like, no.
Yeah.
They don't care. That's sick. No, that's, you're taking it too far. You're taking it too far.
That's a level of comfort.
Yeah, like, no, that's like, keep it to yourself.
I like that one.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Yeah. Okay. And then had some follow-ups about the grocery store things. Mm,
staying in your lane.
Staying in your lane. A lot of people who said, you really need to learn how to drive in a grocery store.
Things, yeah, like that. Follow-ups. I mean, it flows. There is a flow to the grocery store. You could ask my mom.
Yeah. Okay. So someone also wrote in, the self-awareness one possesses while grocery shopping is 100% indicator of your ability to be in my life. but she said, equally, the one who takes off / leaves their shoes when they are at someone else's house or a shared space. She lives in New York, so she said their shoes off a lot more than West Coast is also 100% telling. And I said, I totally know what you mean. Kind of sprawled out everywhere. She said, yes, like two shoes tipped over and going opposite directions. You know what I'm talking about? Just kind of
like shoes all over the entryway.
Like when you walk into someone's house and you just throw your shoes everywhere versus someone who takes their shoes off and like puts them in the corner.
Wait, hold on. There are people in this world that go into someone's house and just take their shoes off and kick them around.
Yeah. And she says too,
I've never, no fucking way.
She says too, at her chiropractor office.
No, you're honestly like, you're so unorganized.
Yes, yes.
You're unorganized.
It's a bigger picture.
No, you're unorganized. You have no sense of like I know exactly what your house looks like.
That's true.
No way.
That's true.
That's crazy.
It's different if they're kids.
Well, obviously. I'm talking about adults. You said the chiropractor.
Yeah, so, and first of all, why are people taking their shoes off at the chiropractor also in New York?
A little strange.
But the offices are that small, they can't take their shoes off in the room?
I guess not.
I told you about
this. I guess not.
This, it just reminded me of the chiropractor. Those funny videos on TikTok where,
oh yeah,
where they'll have like the...
they'll put the microphone like on their back.
And then people will be like, okay. And then crunch. There's one TikTok. This guy was about to, had this bag of Tostitos on this chiropractor table.
Yeah.
And then he said that and then crunched the whole bag of chips, like laid on it. I fucking lost it. It was so funny to me.
No, that's a good one.
Anyway.
I'm fucking dead.
What?
That story's so random.
Well, the chiropractor.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. That's just my brain right now.
Yeah.
Okay. More updates on... Oh, okay. So the server story.
Me at my birthday?
Yeah, how you had a toxic server.
She was... Yeah. She might still be mad at us.
I don't know if I would go back there for breakfast, not dinner. I'm scared.
Yeah, I got to have a different shift.
Yeah. Okay. So this person said, okay, so your Pancake House story about the manager being rude about an employee who has actually done. Oh, hold on. Let me just like restart this.
Do I need to read these things from now on? Like, this is crazy. I'm like having a hard time.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Oh my God. I'm having a really hard time.
Okay. No, I understand what she's trying to say now.
Okay. Oh, it's their writing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so your Pancake House story about the manager being rude about an employee who was actually doing his job reminded me of some toxic stuff when I was a waitress in college. Okay, that was tough. But before I get into that, I first have to say that splitting the checks is not hard, even if you are good at your job. Even if people move around, you just have to move items to a different, quote-unquote, seat/check, and while it can take a minute, it's not hard. She should have just asked if you switch seats, and when you said yes, she should have said, okay, cool. If anyone else switches seats, just let me know so I can make sure to put the correct items on your bill.
A normal answer.
She didn't need to be rude and say that.
From a normal human. Like, I've never had someone tell me to go back to my original seat.
That's validating from a server to know how the back end would be.
It is. Because, again, a table full of loud-ass people, and we were silent.
Silent.
Speechless. Yeah. We were like, did she just tell us to move back to our seats?
Yeah.
It's fucking kindergarten?
Like school. Assigned seats.
I did feel like I was being reprimanded.
Yeah.
I was like, this is crazy.
Do you remember assigned seats in school?
Of course.
So weird.
And scary. I never wanted to. There were certain people you just didn't want to sit by.
It really like could change your whole hour.
Yeah. It could be a good class or a bad class. You could. And just sometimes teachers are so annoying because they'll put like the bad kid, bad kid or a loud kid or whatever you want to call them.
Yeah.
With like a good. And then they just try to drag that peer pressure.
Yeah, like disrupt them.
Yeah, and they'll be like, well, you need to stick to your laurels and not let them drag you off course.
Right.
And it's like, I don't want...
That's not my job.
It's your job.
Yeah.
And I don't want to.
Leave me alone.
I'm just trying to do my work.
I didn't want people to look at me in class. Don't bring attention to me.
Yeah. I feel like I was always one that was getting sat by... either like the class clown or like something like that. And as we've stated, I would just feed right into it.
You would?
Yeah.
Maybe you need to work on setting boundaries.
Maybe. Mm. Yeah. They'd be, you know, just talking to me and then I'd talk back. Next thing you know, they'd be like, you guys are talking in class. And I'd be like, well, you put me by them. And you knew that they talked a lot.
Wow.
And you know, I have no backbone.
So you're saying you have no backbone.
Back then.
You're actually saying that.
Back then.
What would you do now?
I just wouldn't probably go to... I'd be like, I'm not sitting there.
I thought you were going to say, I just want to go to class.
And that is also an option. Yeah, that was like my reaction, like my first response in my brain. But it was like, no, I would go to class.
Wow.
But I definitely would like... I'd be like, I'm 33. I'm going to choose my own seat, babes.
Oh, wow. Oh, we were talking about this morning, too, of when we had bathroom passes.
How crazy that they used to be like, we were talking about, if you don't use any of your bathroom passes this term, then you get extra credit.
Yeah.
Like, okay, we're just out here. Like, what if I have to go to the bathroom or I'm on my period or
right.
I have IBS.
Right.
Or I don't want to get a UTI.
Right.
I'm healthy. I have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
It promotes not drinking water. And maybe that's why I don't drink water.
There actually needs to be a larger scale study done on the amount of water intake limited in schools and people's kidney function laters in life.
Laters. And I also know that, you know, kids go to the bathroom, they vape, they do fucking weird shit in there. But you know what? Figure that out. Figure out a way. Why punish the kids who want to drink water?
Yes.
Why punish them?
Yes, that is so true. Why are you punishing me because I don't vape?
You're punishing me because I don't vape.
Yeah. What was the other thing we were talking about this morning where we couldn't do? We couldn't eat in class.
Punishing us.
Oh my God.
I couldn't eat in class and I couldn't drink my water because I'd have to pee. So then I would show up to lunch and have 12 corn dogs.
Yeah, it promotes crazy eating habits.
I'd have 1,000 things in like a soda.
And a diet soda. And you only have 20 minutes to do it.
And that includes going to the bathroom.
Yeah, you better go to the bathroom or you're going to waste your time.
School is toxic.
My French teacher, she would let me, quote unquote, check the mail if I had to pee.
I honestly never really had a problem with bathroom passes when I got into... Because like...
Did you maybe even bring a water bottle?
Maybe when I was younger, I did. Well, but I feel like when you're younger, they like remind you to do... Like you get water.
They do?
I don't know.
I bet you never had a water bottle. You know, you don't even now.
No, all kids have a... Yeah, I do. Well, don't play me like that. I have a water bottle.
Just got one last year.
It's been probably 3 months and we're going strong.
Yeah, it's my old one.
Whatever. It's smaller. It made more sense. It's more manageable for my brain. I don't remember, but my elementary teacher, Mrs. McDonald, remember?
Yeah, old McDonald.
Remember, but we went to the goldfish farm.
Oh, that's a good story.
Okay, I'm just going to sidebar. My elementary teacher when I lived in Victorville, California, shout out.
We met some people.
Shout out our friends that we met on Friday night that are, shout them
Bakersville.
Out. Bakersfield.
What did I say?
Ville.
Oh, because you said Victorville.
Aaron's not from California.
Bakersville.
Aaron's not from California.
Yeah, like I am, actually. That's
exactly
part.
What I mean.
The Bay.
This is SoCal, so it is different. But we were talking about, what was I just talking about? Shit.
Goldfish.
Mrs. McDonald, shout out her. She was the shit. She took us to a goldfish farm. And you know what?
I don't think that's a real thing.
It's not. I know that I'm getting that wrong. Somebody correct me. We went somewhere, though, where we got to take home goldfish.
Yeah.
That was the thing at the end of the field trip. And I took, because you take a lot of them. You take a
few.
Did
they give you like an aquarium and things?
No.
See, that's so fucking weird because
I don't remember them giving us anything. I remember, and maybe it was an option whether you got to do it or not. Like, that's a bit fuzzy. This was like very young elementary school.
Yeah.
But I remember no hezzy. I said yes.
Of course.
Like my parents, we take in pets. So
yeah, your family does.
One day though, I came back from school and one goldfish ate all of the other ones and it was so big. It was the biggest goldfish I ever saw.
Fat fuck.
Yeah. No, it was huge. Like bigger than a half dollar. Like it was huge.
Goldfish.
And for those of you
brothers.
Those of you that are any younger than, I don't know, say 30, I would say a half dollar is similar size to like a cutie. Like a half dollar. Okay, grandma, geriatric ass.
They're like, what the fuck is a half dollar?
And a cutie is
a Bitcoin?
Fuck. They're like, do they make those? No, I would say it's probably more like it was the size of a cutie. It was thick.
Damn, she was expanded
thick. It was huge and then it ended up like dying, obviously, bitch.
Yeah, it probably exploded.
Yeah.
Okay, no, we've talked about this, how it's actually crazy because we had to take home crawdads as pets.
Yeah, I took home a baby chick.
You know, but that's even crazier. Like the fact that these teachers would allow
Victor Girl's nuts.
No, the fact that these teachers would allow you to take it home, and you know the parents are, you know, has to buy an aquarium or maybe food or whatever. It's nobody signed up for that. How are you going to let these first graders?
If our kid comes home with a chick, fuck, I swear to God.
You would
of
keep
course
it.
I'd go buy a little fucking hatch or whatever they're called.
All of a sudden we have a chicken farm in our backyard. I already know you would build something.
Of course.
Like
anything.
What are those things called? A coop.
Yeah, not a hatch. A coop.
Like Chicken Run. Great movie.
Oh my God. Shout out Chicken Run.
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out Miss McDonald. But yeah, my goldfish ate all my other goldfish.
That's so
and
crazy.
Then died.
Well, your chick ran away.
And then
the
my
front
chick
door.
Ran out.
Yeah. When he told me that, I was dying. I said, what do you mean ran out the front door?
It was
you
gone.
Said you,
I left
ran
it
away.
Open. I left it open, I think.
Like it waddled like this, like with its little arms out,
look,
just sprinted.
One day I had it, one day I didn't.
Sprinted.
Yeah, and it was like, fuck this place. Yeah, out my cul-de-sac.
I'm so weak.
It's honestly surprising our pets are alive. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I've had
yeah.
some bad luck.
Yeah,
my guinea pig just like dying all of a sudden, and then we kept it from Heather. Remember?
Oh yeah,
we couldn't tell her it died. We knew that she'd be too upset, so we just took it and buried it, and then just left the cage up. Like, you know, things were just normal.
But your mom said she didn't notice it for like a month or two.
Yeah, she didn't give a shit. So she actually didn't care about our guinea pig.
We
at
talked
all.
About that recently with Heather when she was older. We're like, was that traumatic? And your mom was like, no, she didn't know for like months.
She didn't. Like, she never played with that guinea pig. I noticed.
But Heather claimed to be hella sad.
Yeah, get the fuck out of her.
That's so funny.
No, it was a good story. That was funny though.
Maybe people should write in about their toxic pet stories growing up.
A lot of people have them. Like, you're, yeah. Because especially when you're younger, you have like those random pets. Yeah. I'm not going to say goldfish or a chick, but right. You have like
beta fish.
I can't put those together. Mm-hmm. You have beta fish,
guinea pigs, rodents,
any,
we had a rat.
We
had so many rodents. We had a
hamsters.
Rat.
I had a lot of hamsters.
Yeah. We had a rat named Snowball. It was white. That was my sister's.
Ew.
Then we had, dwarf hamsters. Mine was named Basil, and Allie, who I saw, she took one of them, was named, I don't think it was cilantro.
I hope it was.
It was like another shit. She's going to be so oregano. No, she's going to be so mad at me for not knowing this.
What was yours name?
Basil.
Oregano, cilantro.
Like
it was
parsley. Like, no, it was.
Oh,
fuck.
No.
I know. I'm going to think about it later. I hope she writes in.
Italian
tells me.
Seasoning.
It's something.
Paprika.
Oh, wait. No.
Turmeric.
No, no.
Cumin.
It's closer to paprika.
Pepper?
No. I don't know. I'll let you go.
Pepper
next.
Would be cute, though.
Pepper would be cute.
Oh my God.
But and then
a little white and black one, salt and pepper.
That is cute. But then I had guinea pigs growing up, and I told you the story, but my guinea pig was pregnant and had babies.
No, that's crazy.
I came home from a basketball game, and I had three babies.
Fun.
Isn't that crazy?
That's a parent's worst nightmare, though.
That is. My parents were like, we did not sign up for this. Of course we kept one.
Worst nightmare. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Childhood pet stories. That might be.
That's a good one.
That's a solid topic for sure.
ToxicTeaPodcast@gmail.com.
Or DM us.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Just on Instagram. And while we're at it, share our podcast with a friend.
Yeah, that is such a... Yeah, if you like listening to this podcast, please share it. We appreciate it. We love doing this every week. And we're not going anywhere, so...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Aaron said we're doing it forever.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Okay. This is to follow up with that last write-in about toxic... the server not knowing how to do her job.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Okay. So she said, now back to my toxic restaurant story. When I worked at the Ram in college, I think I was truly the only person who wasn't hooking up with everyone else from the restaurant. Everyone slept with everyone. Sometimes one guy sleeping with multiple girls at once, and then they'd find out and it would be so dramatic. But the worst thing was that our manager would always start dating girls that worked for him. And when they would break up, he would transfer them to the Northgate Ram, which is 15 minutes north, so we wouldn't have to work with them or see them.
That is a power dynamic.
And I've never worked in restaurants, but I know that that kind of situation of everyone hooking up is very common.
100%. Everybody says that who works in restaurants. It's yeah. Like there's such a, I mean, you're around those people all the time too. Like,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah. And you're like the same age. Yeah. Maybe, hopefully.
Who knows? I don't know.
Probably like drinking, hanging out after.
Those are your friends.
Yeah.
So that doesn't surprise me. But transferring them to different locations is really fucked up.
Like literally hiring people that you would want to date.
And then damn well knowing you're going to transfer them later.
Yeah. Gotta go.
Yeah. No, that's rude.
The Northgate Ram was probably like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, like, why do people keep getting transferred here? Little did they know.
Yeah, that's wild.
That's actually really funny. Okay.
Toxic.
I like that.
Okay, hold on. Let me go back to my list. Oh, we had some good toxic traits that people also sent in.
Oh, yeah.
But before I get to that, actually, I want to talk about, we put a little poll up on our story. If people, do you send your food back if it's wrong?
Yeah, it won't be me.
Do you want to talk about why we said that?
Yeah, sure. Okay. we decided Friday night.
Yeah.
We went to dinner Friday night,
mm-hmm.
and I ordered a smash burger.
Mm-hmm.
The smash burger, and I've had it before, so I knew what it was supposed to have. It was supposed to be two patties, obviously smashed thin, and the bun, you know, like it's a smash burger. You know, and like a smash burger is common. It's not like you don't know what it's going to look like. Everyone pretty much looks the same.
Mm-hmm.
This burger came out and it had. So here I am back to it. It had three patties and they were all the size
of a slider.
A slider burger.
Yeah.
And they have sliders on their menu. So I am pretty convinced that they just gave me three slider patties.
Ashley, $3 silver.
That is exactly the size of them. And that is exactly the example I was looking for. They gave me $3 silver sized burgers.
Yeah.
And then they just tried to smush it in the bun.
No, the ratio to the bun,
it was so bad. It was, I mean, again, the patties were so small.
You had so much overhang with bun. You could take 7 bites around the perimeter and it would have been bun.
Yeah, it was.
And it did.
It was literally like I could have just carved it out and it would have been a three patty slider.
It was cute.
But of course I was just like, I'm going to eat it.
I said, why don't you ask them? Knowing damn well you wouldn't ask because you've never done that in all of our years of dating.
I would never because it's like, I mean, they messed up, but it's still a hamburger. It's probably the same amount of ground. Like, who cares?
Yeah. I told you just spread it out around it.
I just, whatever.
Yeah. So.
But that's how this started because I just. You were like, are you going to ask? And I immediately just took a bite. I was like, it is what it is. It's the same ingredients.
You and I are very similar in that way where we'll just say, fuck it, whatever, it's fine.
I'm not trying to put it, take it, you know.
Me and you will order something new and, you know what I mean? Instead of just not eating it.
Yeah, exactly.
Before we say something.
Yeah, exactly.
But there are certain times where if, like, sometimes you and I will get in a mood where we will speak up. Actually, I'll say it more about your food than my food.
Yeah, you will. And it's honestly really nice. You're a hero. And I don't know why you do that, but you will always like ride or die for my food.
Because I care about you.
Yeah, I mean, you'll ride or die for my food.
I would rather see you happy
Yeah.
than miserable.
That's nice. I feel like, duh. I hope.
That wasn't, no, that wasn't what I was planning on saying.
No, it wasn't. But you will look out for me.
Of course.
We need that because I'll just be like,
I'll pack your lunch.
You will pack my snacks. It's different.
I will pack you 3 fucking sliders in a bag.
Individual buns.
Yeah. Silver dollars.
Silver buns. Dollar slider with a big bun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was too much.
So what people said were pretty funny, but it was very, very back and forth. Like people, okay, this is the thing that this is my theory. People are either one way extremely or the other. So we're kind of in the not the majority in that, because like I said, if maybe I have a drink in me, I'll speak up. Or maybe if I know it's really bothering you and you were really excited about this, I'll speak up. Depends on the situation. But for some people, whoo, it's hit or miss. Okay. People, fuck yeah, yes, yes, blah, blah, blah. Yes. And my husband is too scared. So it's basically why our marriage is so successful. Gotta have that. If there's one person that says it more than the other, that's a great combo. Someone said toxic trait. I won't say a word. We'll literally not take a bite before I send it back.
Wow.
People said depends on the violation. So I guess they're kind of in the in between. People, yes, you're paying for a service. Someone, no, cooks get really mad about it. Not trying to have anyone spit in my food.
Okay. You know what though? We have to change the dynamic on this because it is annoying. Like when people are like, no, they'll get mad. They'll spit in your food. You fucked up my order.
I know. Like, it's cause like, I don't want to make them feel bad for being bad at their job.
Well, yeah, but it's like that dynamic is so annoying. You messed up. If you mess up in any industry, you're going to hear about it.
Actually, sometimes, but it's actually interesting because it's not the server usually that messed up. It's the cook, right?
I guess it depends on what order they put in, but like somebody messed up.
Somebody did.
Why am I paying for that?
Mm-hmm.
Literally twice. I'm paying for it with the food I didn't order. You didn't do it right. Mm-hmm. And then I'm literally paying you to fuck this up.
Mm-hmm. Someone wrote in and said, if it's a tequila martini from that one night at your birthday dinner.
And that shit's going back. That's going back.
Did I ask about that? No, my friend asked about that.
Yeah.
Because
you were the one that did the taste.
Yeah. And I'm glad someone did. And because she was going to keep it.
Yeah. No.
That's funny.
But yeah, like it's crazy that we're just like people like, yeah, I wouldn't say anything. And it's like, but they didn't do like it right. And you are paying them for that.
Yeah.
So I'm not like, I'm annoyed that people like cooks get mad about that or like servers get upset about that. Like mistakes happen. We're human. It's not a big deal. But like,
yeah, unless they're like, well, can you make it a little bit more?
Of course, there's those people.
Crispy.
Of course there's those people, and that is annoying. Maybe they're the ones giving this a bad rap.
Actually, our friends, remember when they asked for the bacon to be more crispy? I fell out.
No, but
I said, you really asked for the bacon to be more crispy? You have balls.
You have,
she said, what
balls?
I said, that's some shit I would never do. You have balls.
Yeah, no. But like they're specific.
I like that about
they're
them.
Specific. And they'll,
I respect people that are able to send it back and be nice and not feel rude about it, because yeah. I'm like, oh shit, they're staring at me the whole time. She's going to think I'm rude.
Yeah.
Okay. Actually, this is a toxic trait of mine. Why is it? And you even made fun of me about this the other day. Mm-hmm. Why is it that I try to be so fucking overly nice to servers? Like I want them to leave thinking, God, that was the coolest, nicest.
Oh, your fucking server voice.
Girl ever.
Your server voice.
Yes.
I'd be
trying to make them laugh.
As soon as Aaron and I had laughed and talked shit about how I was eating 3 sliders bun. I had just taken a bite and I was like, well, I'm just going to eat it.
I was roasting
it,
you.
It was literally giving me
so what is that, a Krabby Patty?
It looks like a Krabby Patty. Giving me such a hard time. And then our server comes by and is like, how is everything? And Aaron goes, oh, it's a great.
No, I did.
Like, what the fuck?
Nothing.
It's not great, bitch. She gave me 3 sliders on this big bun and you were just making fun of me. And now you're like, oh, it's fine. Don't worry about it. Our meal is fantastic. It's actually the best meal we've ever had. You're the best. No, no. I was like, okay, fake server voice ass.
No, you're so right.
Like, that was crazy.
And then you said, why would you say that? She just walked away and I was like, holy shit, I blacked out. No, I'm just so used to saying that.
I literally was like, why did you say that? Not everything's great.
I was like, everything in my side of the table is great. That's the thing.
Well,
I forgot about you for a second.
The crispy chicken Caesar is, I mean, bangs. Boom.
It's a classic.
But you switched up on me so hard.
No, that was actually insane. You were roasting me.
You were like, oh, yeah, they fucked up your burger. Oh, yeah, everything's all right.
And I was telling you, I'm like, tell them.
Literally, you're fake.
I'm so, no, but.
That's crazy.
I literally be sitting at the table trying to do a bit for the server just to like me.
No, literally.
You know what I mean?
Literally. She made us like a drink. They have like specials. Oh, my God. And they didn't have the special that we had a couple, I don't know, we go there a lot. They didn't have it with the same one we had a couple weeks ago. They had changed them. So we were trying to describe it. And she was like, oh, yeah, no, I can do that with this and this. Multiple times Aaron was like, this is the best drink I've ever had. This is the best drink I've ever had.
Well, actually, I asked her.
And it was.
No, she was nice because I asked her and I was like, excuse me, this is going to be weird, but can I get some whipped cream on top?
And just that is also one of Aaron's most toxic traits. She'll be like, is it weird if I...
I'm going to save that for a different week.
No. Like... the most basic thing. She'll be like, something that's normal. She'll be like, oh my God, Ash.
Okay, well, fine. Should I just go
Let's
into
just
it?
Get into it. She'll be like, Ash, is it weird if I put salad dressing on my salad?
Ashley!
You will say something weird like that. And it's like, why would that ever be weird?
Okay, I don't know why I started doing this and when I started doing this, but for like... a good part of my life now, I've been asking you this.
Like, why do you care?
I will say, is this weird when I don't really care what your answer is and I don't that care too. What other people's answer is? I think I'm just mostly speaking. Okay, actually, this is maybe my justification.
Okay.
I'll put on these pants and these shoes and I say, is it weird if I wear these together? And you'll look at me and I know if you make like, if you instantly say, yes, that's weird or those are sick, I'm like, okay. But if you go,
I guess that's not a
that's
good.
Fine.
That's not a good example.
Okay, well,
because that's a regular thing to ask if it's weird or not. You do it when it's unnecessary.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying that's one example.
That makes it look like what I'm saying is crazy. And on the opposite end of the spectrum, you ask things about like is it weird? Like I can't.
Okay, a good example is like, is it weird if I get chicken on my salad?
Like, great example. Like one. Who fucking cares? Two, why is that weird? Why would that ever be weird? And you always ask, and I'm just like,
it's not that I think it's weird. I'm mostly just
asking.
Are
you worried about what the server is gonna say? Who
of
fucking
course
cares? Who fucking cares?
I care more.
They're gonna
about,
fuck it up anyway.
I care more about what the server thinks than anyone in my life.
Actually, yeah, because you're out here doing a bit for him.
Yes.
So you'll ask the server, is it weird if I get a chopped salad without bacon or like without a main ingredient? And it's like, yeah, like people ask for substitutions all the time. That nothing is weird about that.
Yeah, because I need the reassurance. Like
that is exactly why you are thirsting for their acceptance.
But the thing is,
wow, we really broke it down today.
No, but the thing is, I ask you that all the time, but I don't really care.
Well, that's the difference between the way you feel about me and the way you feel about our servers.
Yeah, the server, I'm putting them on a pedestal.
Stool or pedestal? Pedestal?
Pedestal. Didn't I say that?
It's not pedestal.
What is it?
Pedestal.
Pedestal?
Pedestal.
It's a pedestal.
It's not a stool. That's not how it's spelled.
Wait, how is this?
Look up how it's spelled. It's not pedestal.
It's not pedestal.
Like
Aristotle.
It's pedestal. I think it's pedestal with an A.
How do you spell this? Pedestal, you fuck. Pedestal.
No, that's not the...
What's that?
Pedestal. That's petty... That's...
What is that? No, it says handmade pieces from our shops.
Wait, no, that's a fucking brand. Pedestal. Pedestal. A base or support in which a statue... I don't know what that word is. Or column is mounted. That's a pedestal. What?
Pedestal. Pedestal.
Pedestal.
Pedestal.
No, you said pedestal. And you just tried to prove it right on clicking the other thing above it. That's a brand. Pedestal. Say it again.
Pedestal.
It's pedestal.
Pedestal.
No, but you no. Now you're trying to blend them together. Pedestal.
Pedestal. Sounds Italian.
It does.
Well, I'm not putting you on a pedestal.
Or a pedestal. You are putting
pedestal.
Pedestal.
I'm having like Mandela effect.
Well,
right
when
now.
You say it a lot of times, it sounds wrong.
It's a weird word.
It is a weird word. I just know it's not pedestal.
Okay.
Give me a stool sample. Like, relax. What were we saying? Yeah, no, you're obsessed with waiters and waitresses, and it's honestly, I know my place.
But it's actually people who work in any kind of workplace.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
I'll be doing that at like clothing shops too. Like, is it weird if you can?
Is it weird if I put these shoes on and try them on?
Is it weird if I put this bag on to just try it on?
And they're like, "What the?"
They're like, "Oh my god, of course not! You're so nice for asking." And I'm like, "You're so welcome."
Ugh.
No, it is. We were trying to explain it to our friends the other night, and I never realized how much I really do say that.
You say it a lot.
It is weird.
It's weird that you ask if it's weird, because like, who cares?
You're like, is it weird if you think I should take waffles around the block before I go to work?
And her mind is already made up. Like, she's probably taking him around the block. She doesn't care about what I'm going to say.
Facts.
And like, why did you ask?
I don't know.
Yeah. Looking for acceptance. That might be something deeper.
Wow. Looking for acceptance. I mean, that's surface level. I'm always looking for acceptance.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
But at the same time, I don't give a shit.
Oh, but because you asked this, do you really care?
What? Because I don't care.
Okay.
And even if the server was like, no, you dumb bitch, that's weird. And I would say, I don't care what you think. You're, I don't even know you.
You know what I think you'd say?
What?
Okay, I'll get beef. That's what I think you'd say in your server voice.
There's nothing worse than when the server recommends something and in my mind, I knew I wasn't going to choose that anyway.
That is, or when... like what they recommend, when you're like, well, what do you recommend here?
Yeah.
That's a really risky thing to ask, because that's happened to me before, where you're like, okay, out of the, well, not even, because if you choose to, I hope you like one of, you like them both.
You can't just give them the whole menu to choose
from. But if you're like, oh, well, what do you recommend from here? And then they say three things that you're like, I would never eat that in my life.
Right.
Do you order one of the three things? I will say that is something I will not, I'll just like, ignore their recommendations.
You've done that before with like drinks though.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, do you like that? And you're like, not really.
Yeah. A drink is a little bit less of a commitment than a meal to me.
Facts.
So.
Facts. Yeah. Wow.
And okay. I'll try it. Well, actually, I did get caught up in Italy last summer though.
What?
Because I asked about this pasta and it was like octopus.
Oh yeah. Squid.
Thank you. It was squid pasta.
Yeah.
But what I really wanted to get was the steak.
Yeah.
Remember?
That was a big...
I still think about it, and that's why we're going back there this next summer, is because I have to redo that order.
Because that was the most beautiful restaurant on the planet.
I think about it at least once a week. Like, wow. I'm always like, wow, that squid pasta.
Maybe you should have asked, is it weird if I get squid? And they would have said, yeah.
No.
You should get the steak. That's what
they would have been like, no, it's actually our most popular thing. And
I think she actually did say that.
Yeah, because I asked her. I was like, I think I asked. I didn't ask between that and the steak. I asked between that and something else.
Yeah.
And then, but I was like, I don't know why I did that, because I really wanted the steak. Idiot. Wow. Idiot.
Okay. I also have another. Someone wrote in about the clipboard story. Said Aaron's clipboard story reminded me about a time my college coach was so angry they tried to throw the ball rack over and instead of toppling over it just rolled away.
If you're a coach, you got to stop putting yourself in these vulnerable situations. Stop trying to do shit to make you look tougher. It always claps back on you.
That shit sent me.
It always claps back on you.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I'll never try to kick a ball or I don't know. It'll come back and hit you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That shit was so funny.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I wrote in about people wrote in about some toxic traits. Maybe we'll go into more of those next week. Some toxic trait things. I love when people write in toxic traits. Actually, our friends told us one that they said they wanted us to discuss.
Oh, okay.
She buys Amazon things all the time without checking the size.
The dimensions.
Dimensions.
So like, she'll be like, oh, this is not an example they gave us, but like, oh, this shelf is so cute. Yeah. And then she'll order it and it'll be like a 1-foot shelf.
Like for an elf.
What?
a shell for an elf.
Aaron, what the fuck? That is so random.
Like a small one.
No, I'm, you're, let me finish. Like, no, no, no. I was going to say she would buy like a 2 foot shelf or a 1 foot shelf when they really needed like a 6 foot shelf. Yeah. But she would just like the way it looks, so she would just order it. Oh. Or like vice versa. Like she
bought a snack bag.
She bought a snack bag and she thought it was like a bag that could fit inside of a purse.
Yeah.
But it ended up being like the size of a beach bag.
Right.
It was huge.
Yeah.
So she doesn't check the dimensions.
Yeah.
You said, yeah, like for an elf.
Like a small shelf. Like a mini
one. But she
one.
Doesn't mean to buy that.
No, she doesn't check.
She doesn't check the dimensions.
Or the sizes for things. I said, what do you look? That's like the one thing you should look
that's
at.
That's literally almost all that matters.
Yeah.
That is weird. That is literally a deal breaker.
She should ask people, is that weird? Yes, it's weird.
Yes, it's weird. No, that's solidified weird. I don't even need feedback on that one.
No feedback needed.
No feedback needed. That's weird as fuck. The most toxic part about that is, and I do struggle with this sometimes too, sending it back.
Oh, returning.
I need people's input on that. Do you always send back your packages?
Yeah,
I do a much better job now. Sometimes though, I just like forget.
Well, she doesn't either. She said she doesn't even send it back.
That's why we're pretty similar.
And that's crazy to me because it's like I will return something the day of.
No, you're good about that. You're really, really on it with packages and stuff.
Because
sending, returning.
Me.
I know. I'm not good at it.
Well, maybe you should.
It's your job. Isn't that what you always say to me? It's your job.
I return things for you.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
We're
still a one car house. So it's actually
tomorrow,
it's whoever's
well,
out.
Well, actually today when you listen to this will be 8 weeks.
Jeez.
To the day.
So sorry.
It's tragic.
Yeah. Okay. So we could go into. Let's see how much, what time are we at? Okay. Let's go into this crazy other story about a boss since we're on this kind of theme this week. Okay. Long story short, the vet clinic I currently work for was previously owned by a retired veterinarian named, I don't know if I should say these names. Maybe.
Say names.
Okay. Well, it was named after this person.
Yeah. Like we got to stop saying names because I just feel like let's not.
Well, it's like a news article, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess that's fine. I just think it's safer.
Okay, it was like Jones Vet.
Here we go. Here goes. That's why you want to say their names. You don't want to make up new ones.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Well, this, no, because it's like a real story where it's in the news, so it's different.
Okay, well, okay. That's fine. I don't really care.
Okay, he hasn't worked there for a couple of years now, and when he did, he had an affair with one of his workers named.
Here we go.
Tara. Both of them married. They were so toxic you could tell when they were fighting. Everyone could feel the bad energy, etc. People say they cut ties after they both left working at Jones, but who knows how true that is. Last September, Jones, the guy, got arrested for stalking / putting a tracker on Tara and her husband's car.
Oh,
caught
my God.
On camera and was released not too long after that. February 2023, he got charged with murder.
Oh my God.
Of Tara's husband. Jones waited outside her husband's work, where she lists the name of the place, which is a very, very popular place in Oregon.
Wow.
Where there's cameras everywhere, and beat him with a baseball bat to death and put him in his car for police to find him.
Not a baseball bat.
Now
holy shit.
Now he's in jail. And
good.
He had to change the name of the clinic.
Good.
Crazy.
No, that's too much.
Crazy.
Out here beating people up with baseball bats.
She said you can look it up online. It was all over the news and shit.
No, that's insane.
Yeah, that shit is toxic. That's crazy.
No, that's problematic.
Can you imagine working with a murderer?
Of course not.
You worked with a murderer.
Of course not. That's not okay. You need help.
Definitely needs help.
I hope he's at least getting help. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. But that's good enough help for me. Behind bars.
That's to go to the other person's
no.
workplace and kill him.
No.
Ashley.
No. Aaron, no.
And the fact that this place was named after him. Traumatic.
That's crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I bet the animals felt the bad juju.
Of course.
That's nuts.
Of course they did. They need all the peace and blessings they can get. And this guy's out here beating people with baseball bats.
Not the baseball bats. What the fuck? No, that's like,
there's a honest, and I'm just going to say it. There's a difference between shooting someone and beating someone up with a, like, manually. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, shooting someone is crazy too. I just think it's a different, it's different.
It's like animalistic.
Is that? Oh, I don't know if that's the word.
Do you know what I mean, though? It's like more.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Primitive?
That's what I'm trying to say. It's more like, yeah, like more involved. Like, to have the balls to shoot someone with a gun is crazy, too. Like, I cannot.
Yeah.
But to really beat the shit out of someone, you're angry.
Like, he was fucking
blacked out. He was blacked.
At the workplace where there's cameras. Like, he didn't even think it through.
He was blacked.
He didn't think it through.
Yeah, blacked out. That's
fucking insane.
Wow, I hope he's in jail for a while.
A long time. Yikes. I wonder what happened to Tara.
I hope Tara's okay. I mean, she was having an affair, I guess.
I know. That's like, sticky. Where is she now?
That's sticky.
But her husband died.
Woof.
But like,
she lost. Who lost the most? Tara. Her husband
died.
The
husband didn't do shit.
No, he just got cheated on and then fucking murdered. Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Wow. That's a story.
That's a movie. Like, it's actually.
Actually,
a movie.
Yeah. That should. Or maybe like a streaming service, like 6-part.
It could be.
I could
People
do that.
I love that. It's so weird to me. I'm not. Okay. This is like. It's I'm just a, not it's, a true crime girly.
Yeah, it's to me, that is a red flag. To you, you're just not into them.
I don't like it. It gives me nightmares. It makes me think everyone. I get paranoid about everything. The other day I was walking the dogs and this guy was like driving with this door open. And I was like, this is the time I get swooped.
Yeah, I know. It is hard. I'm still such a big SVU fan.
Yeah.
And so
that's a little different, though. That was like pre.
I think it's like worse.
Well, now there's so many documentaries on killers.
No, that's true. I guess to me it was like a show. And so like I know sometimes they were based off like true things.
Yeah.
But like now it's like the real life documentaries about like shit that's actually going on in this world. I mean, it is a little bit closer.
Yeah. Know? Well, why are we giving these people a platform? It's so weird to me. It's just weird to me. I know a lot of people are really into it, and they're probably going to disagree with that. But I just like no one. We don't need 500 movies a year on Jeffrey Dahmer.
No, 100%. It is weird. It's weird how obsessed people get with it, too. I do get to a point. Like, mm-hmm. I guess that is a difference. Like, I always thought SVU was a show.
SVU. That's what I'm saying. That's
you
different.
Know, like
that's
their characters.
Different. Yeah.
Some of the best.
Some of the best.
Stabler.
I don't like. I know.
What's the other lady's name?
I don't know. I never really watched
that
show.
No, you know her.
I actually don't know.
I'm actually...
Ice Cube?
Yes. I'm so embarrassed. I can't remember the woman's name. Stabler and...
I can't even help you. I have no idea.
One of the characters just died. The tall, slender white guy. He was older. He was Ice Cube's partner. He passed away a couple weeks ago, maybe a month ago.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm so disappointed in myself that I can't think of the woman's name.
I know we'll have some friends that are going to be mad
at
you.
No, I'm fucking pissed.
Yeah.
I'm so mad right now. It'll come to me before we end the show.
Yeah.
What else? True crime documentaries go too far, though. Like, there's some really crazy ones on Netflix and, like, HBO.
Hate.
It's too much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go. Well, I have, like, 5 toxic traits. Maybe that made up for last week when I didn't have one.
Yeah.
So what's your toxic trait of the week?
Oh, wait. Go over yours again.
Mine was saying, is it weird? And also...
Wait, don't stop. We don't do the traits first. We do our toxic relationship first.
Oh, well, I can...
Go to that first.
You want me to start?
Yes.
Okay. My toxic relationship, which I'm obsessed with,
mm-hmm.
toxic in a good way, that is between Taylor Swift and Karlie Kloss.
Okay. And we have to talk about this a little bit. I don't know anything about this.
I know.
I don't know. I don't even know what you're talking about. So please give us some details.
I put the question on our Instagram and everyone said no, they didn't understand. But honestly, it blows my mind because I'm not even a big Swiftie. Like I like Taylor Swift. I'm so in awe of her talent. She's a great artist. Her songs are bops. I'm just not like a huge Swiftie, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I have nothing against her. I think she's so talented. I like her. I'm not that next level fan, but I even know about this, so I'm so shocked that more people don't know.
Yeah, I'm not really. Shout out my coworker Willie. He's a Swiftie. It's his favorite artist.
And the fact that he didn't know had me shook.
Yeah,
I said text him.
He thinks her music is great. He thinks she's so cute. I can't.
Okay, so
shout out Willie. He didn't know anything about it.
Yeah, not a true fan. Man, called out.
Called out.
Okay, so they apparently dated in like 2000. Oof, I'm going to get this year wrong. Maybe like 14 or something.
Mm, okay.
They dated for a while.
Is that common knowledge?
No. So they, okay. It was not, they were not like out and about with it, but there's so many, like if you go on TikTok right now, I swear to God, that's every single thing is that right now about, especially when her last album dropped, because her latest album had all these like songs and references. You know, people, she loves to leave Easter eggs.
Yeah.
All of these things linking back to when she dated Carly. Okay. So many things. And okay. And she, and even in her newest tour that she's doing, for example, there's this iconic when she sang at the Victoria's Secret fashion show, Carly Kloss was like one of the, I don't know if she was like the closer, but she was one of the models in it. Taylor has been seen so many times wearing outfits that Carly's worn. She, in her latest tour, made the same exact catwalk. It's like this checkered thing. Walked out to that, the song that she was singing with her. They're holding hands. And if you go back and people like put all these different Instagram things together of her and songs of like daisies, of giraffes, and that's Carly Kloss's Instagram bio. Like giraffes are everywhere. Mm. These daisies are everywhere. And she's like, Taylor's obviously very open and proud about like LGBTQ community. Like she's a huge ally. And apparently she was supposed to come out. They had this dress made that the designer confirmed, this like big rainbow dress. Wow. But it was right at the time when she was going through all that music drama with Scooter Braun.
Okay.
So she said that she didn't want to come out because everyone would like stream her music and then he would get more like money from that. That's when she was trying to like buy her music back. So she was supposed to come out that time. One of her music videos, I don't know what song it is, but she has like all the gay icons, like all the Queer Eye guys, Laverne Cox, I can't remember, all these other gay icons, and she's wearing like the bisexual colors. Got which it. She often does.
Yeah.
And there's like interviews that Carly Kloss does, and I just listened to one recently where she kind of messes up her words, and she was gonna say her girlfriend, and she gets like really embarrassed, and she's like, I mean my friend, and it's like clearly it's so I need to find that interview for you because it has me shook.
Wow.
I don't really, I haven't like seen a lot of interviews from what she's done, but there's so many things that like link back to like how they were in love and they would go on these road trips, and then there's pictures of them like holding hands all the time. Okay. And like about them, there's those photos of them kissing at that concert. Did you ever see those photos?
I don't think so.
There's okay. like these photos of those concerts and them kissing, so everyone, Taylor Swift now has like a boyfriend
long term.
Yeah, right? I think they've been dating, but people like right now are, I think they like stan them, like Carly and Taylor being together, because everyone's like, she's such a bisexual icon.
Yeah.
And so, and I think Carly's like married and has a kid or something. I don't know if she has a kid, actually. I kind of just made that up. But I'm pretty sure she's married, like has a, so they have this like secret relationship, which is crazy because they were very openly like best friends, had this huge breakup. And I'm sure there's big Swifties that could decipher all their music and like work and connect. But it's actually fucking crazy to me because she was so good at dropping hints. Like I was even watching videos from her tour and like all these different hints that had been dropped. Mm-hmm. And it's just like people could write probably a whole thesis on all of this. It's probably. So insane. But the fact that we didn't even know that that was happening at the time, you know, because everyone was talking about her old boyfriends, but like really this like one of her loves of her life was like this main supermodel, Carly Kloss, you know.
Wow.
Is that crazy?
That is really crazy.
And
God, I wish they were together.
I think everyone does.
Yeah.
And not that anything bad against her current boyfriend. Yeah, they seem great.
Yeah, of course.
But like how iconic. And she never had her moment to truly like come out.
Yeah.
They were saying she was supposed to come out at this other like parade and then something, I can't remember, something happened.
Sounds like a lot of excuses to me.
I know.
What a blessing to be able to decide when you want to come out too.
True.
Yeah. Wow.
And she's never like confirmed. I don't think, actually, I don't know. But I don't think she's confirmed. Like people don't associate her actually being, she's just a big ally, you know?
Yeah.
So anyway, I think that's pretty fucking crazy.
That is wild. Wow.
Yeah.
She could be. Okay.
And then walking the Victoria's Secret, like holding hands. Like what if they actually were dating? That's crazy.
That would be cool though too. Like I wish everybody knew one way or the other.
I know. I think it's everyone. Oh, I think like Carly didn't want to be out and Taylor did. I'm pretty sure that's kind of how it was. So they didn't.
Okay.
I think I could be wrong, but I get the Taylor seems like.
Damn. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay. My toxic relationship is about, have you heard anything about Andrew Wiggins and his girlfriend?
Who's Andrew?
Okay, Andrew Wiggins. That's a great question. For all of our non-sports girlies out there, Andrew Wiggins, he plays for the Golden State Warriors. He just won a championship with them. But he was, he might have been the first pick of the draft to Minnesota. Like, he's an all-star. He's really good.
Okay,
whatever. He's, if you know sports, you know, well, the NBA, you know him. He has a long-term girlfriend, and I'm not sure on her name. I want to say it's Michelle.
Okay.
I guess there are allegations out there that she cheated on him. They have two kids that are possibly not his kids.
Shit.
Now, I have seen mixed articles, so I'm not 100% sure. So if you have more information on this, write in.
Mixed articles, like,
like, what? Some people saying, and just, like, you know, the internet is both sides, right? So, like, articles or videos saying that this is, because he hasn't played, I think, in 14 games now. Like, he just, like, stopped. It was kind of like.
So, like, something happened.
And, like, Steve Kerr and everybody has said that it's, like, family issues. But, like, obviously nobody's going to, like, say what it is.
Right.
And so I think people are speculating. Mm. But rumors have come out that his girlfriend of a long, they met in college, I think. So that she, well, rumors are going around that she cheated on Andrew with his best friend.
Damn.
And that there is a possibility that the kids might not be Andrew's kids. And so
are they the best friends or just,
I don't know. And so there's allegations going both ways, but apparently, like, she came out and she tweeted, the internet is a really sick place.
She tweeted that recently.
And she said, the internet is a really sick place. Literally the farthest thing from the truth. It's sad y'all even doing this. So I'm not sure. It's interesting. And again, like, I've seen articles that have said, like, no, it's other family stuff. But, like, a lot of people are saying that that is true.
Well, how would that rumor even get started?
Exactly. That's why I'm like, wait.
Yeah.
Not
saying that's true, but, like, I wonder what sparked, if it is a rumor, I wonder what, like, kind of sparked that rumor.
Exactly. And, like, Steve Kerr said that, like, we hope he comes back this year. Like, they're not even sure he's going to return this season.
Damn.
And so it's, like, something serious, and that is pretty serious.
Right.
You know?
Because even if, yeah, I was going to say, even if those kids aren't his, but I don't know. Yeah, that's interesting.
It is interesting. I've only seen a little bit about the kids possibly not being his. Like, that might be a sick fucking rumor. But her cheating is also, like, a big deal. They're not married. Yeah, it's just his long-term girlfriend. But, like,
I wonder where they're not married.
I don't know.
Some NBA players don't get married, though. Like,
no, they don't.
The same girl for a long time.
Some people, just in general. But I feel like it is interesting. I don't know. It's just, like, if that is true, that is so sad and so crazy.
Yeah, that's,
yeah, so
that
I
is
hope
crazy.
That I hope, yeah. My other toxic relationship was about Devin Booker and Bad Bunny and Kendall Jenner.
Save that for next week.
Okay.
Okay, what's your toxic?
It's gonna
trait?
Be old news by then.
Well,
if you know, you know. If you know, you know. If you know, you know. If you know about the drama, you know about the drama. But I'm a Devin Booker stan, so Bad Bunny can fuck off.
Oh, I'm team Bad Bunny.
Yeah, it's so weird.
Cute.
He looks like a broke ass version of Devin Booker.
Oh my God.
And he always has a hat. I'm just, don't get me started.
He looks cute with the hat.
You know how I feel about Devin Booker, so you'll never convince me otherwise.
Okay. Yeah.
My toxic trait is that I will not send food back though.
Oh.
That's just my toxic trait. And it happened on Friday. Like, it's just so relevant.
Yeah.
I ate a triple slider burger on a regular bun.
Yeah. You did.
That is embarrassing.
Yeah.
No balls.
You should have asked her, that's sometimes also why I say it, to open up a question, like,
yeah,
I know it's wrong, but I'm trying to not be accusatory.
Yeah. And no, and again, I'm not making fun of you for the times that makes sense. I'm making fun of you for the times it is, why are you even, like, is it weird to put chicken on my salad?
Yeah.
That was a really good example.
Yeah.
Unnecessary.
Did I ask that?
Probably.
Those are rumors.
You're probably.
You're spreading rumors.
I will spread rumors. Let everyone know.
Wow. Okay. Well, we'll be excited for a follow-up for your rumor.
Yeah, I will have better examples because I bet you do it this week.
Because not that rumor. Okay, fine. I'm talking about your story about
Yeah, no, for sure. I'll keep you guys abreast.
Yeah, I am trying to pay more attention just to when I say, is it weird? Because there's so many broad reasonings why.
Yeah. No, it's random.
Well, anyway, write in again.
Yeah, email address.
ToxicTeaPodcast@gmail.com.
Yep, DM us.
Tell us your pet stories.
Your what?
Pet stories.
What stories?
Pet.
What about it? You haven't talked about this on the podcast yet. This is random.
What do you mean?
Random pet stories?
Yeah, we talked about it today.
Oh.
Ashley.
Oh my God, did I black out? Did I black out?
The chick running away, the crawfish.
That was almost 45 minutes ago.
Oh my God.
Yeah, tell us about your toxic school-related pet stories.
Or any pet
stories. Oh, just pets.
Anything.
Yeah, I'm down. I love a good pet story.
I know. We're still trying to get through to some of our other submissions. We'll get there eventually.
It's not a big deal.
There's endless time.
It's not a big deal. We'll be here every week.
Yeah, share us. Give us a 5-star. If you don't think we're 5-star, don't rate us.
Honestly, if you don't think we're 5-star, leave us a 5-star. Don't be that way.
Yeah.
Don't be that way. You are with waiters.
Yeah.
You're fake. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, I hope you guys have a good week. Toxic Tea Tuesday. I hope your day is good.
Yep. Stay toxic.
Stay toxic.
Oh, new hashtag.
I like that. Stay toxic.
Stay toxic, everyone.
Okay. Love you. Bye.
See you later.